Blog Talk Radio.
Divine, all blessed, peace and love, joy and prosperity, radical evolutionary, revolutionary unity and community. You are now listening live and in archive to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hudu Obeya Okor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, my walk, and my works along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding, the place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is Friday, May 13th, 2011, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum universally from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Tai in Mecca, in the legendary, historic, and beautiful, enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick and the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, ritual, and mineral. It's a very beautiful day in New Orleans. The Mississippi River is now nearing flood stage. So indeed we are concerned. The levees are now off limits. We normally bike and jog and walk and picnic, if you will. Even hold ritual ceremony on the levee. And now it's just too dangerous. The water is too high. And the alerts are out. The utility trucks, police, fire, energy, various municipal organizations are patrolling and watching, if you will, for any breach or weakness in the levee. But indeed, all is still indeed a blessing. We are now experiencing some thunder and lightning and spring showers, if you will, nothing major. But, of course, any amount of water at this point is of a concern to many. Do continue to join and celebrate with me in this squared circle of gods and goddesses each and every working weekday at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions, and Hoodoo Central in this legendary, historic New Orleans, Louisiana. My live listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, please do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will be more than happy to allow you to speak as time and spirit do allow. And I'm just getting breaking news that they intend to open the Morgana Spillway here in New Orleans, probably on Sunday, which is an outlet, a man-made outlet, a man-made waterfall, if you will, that allows the water to escape. The flooding farmland and some of the rural areas, it will definitely cause flooding, but it's designed to prevent flooding in the major areas here in the city. And indeed, with all this going on, we continue to need, appreciate, and enjoy your contributions to this community by way of clicking like on Facebook, by way of tweeting the show, by utilizing the convenient share this button that they placed there on the show page, where you can broadcast, if you will, the show to 335 social networks. We also continue to ask and appreciate your support in following us here on Blog Talk Radio and making us one of your favorites. You now can click follow on the individual shows as well as the main show page. And you can friend again. They've sort of tweaked the capacity to friend here on Blog Talk Radio. It's just in a different location. But we certainly appreciate the continued support. For indeed, I wouldn't be present in doing what I'm doing without divine spirit. And, of course, this squared circle of gods and goddesses which make up this community. Also continue to support us by visiting, if you will, the various advertisements that Blog Talk Radio will and has placed on the page. Now, I'm seeing less of them for some reason right now. I don't know if that's a glitch or if it's my security, but do know that when you see the advertisements, the commercial advertisements, that they do assist us in staying on the air. I also want to request humbly, respectfully, at this time, that our inner circle, those who normally contribute, those who normally call, those who normally support the ministry, to continue to do so and know that all of your efforts are greatly appreciated. I am up against a timeline with a utility bill, and I could very well lose power if we don't continue to produce here. So, again, I am not comfortable doing it, but I must continue to ask for your assistance in helping us to stay afloat through these economic challenging times as we continue to add new ventures and find creative new ways to expand the ministry and expand our resources, if you will, both locally as well as here virtually via the internet. So indeed, we are humbled, honored, and grateful for each and every one of your divine being and presence and participation in keeping House of the Divine Prince and Thai Potions, Hoodoo Central, the Divine Prince, here present with you every day at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time, live and in archive from the beautiful, historic, and legendary New Orleans, Louisiana, on Blog Talk Radio. Again, my live listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, do press the number 1, and I will be more than happy to attend to you momentarily. My website, where I can be reached, utilizing various means, virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of well-documented revelation and manifestation, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And do recognize the many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, practitioners, astrologers, numerologists, evangelists, who can be located in the various virtual temple groups located beginning in the center of the first page of my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where you will find my House of the Divine Prince King Group, We Are True Friends, Divine Intervention, Divine Joy and Prosperity, Divine Love and Relationships, which is a fastly growing popular group, Divine Love and Relationships, Divine Manifestation, Divine Revelation, and Guiding Voices of Divination. And be reminded that you can find the links for these groups also by visiting my main Keen profile at www.keen.com/divine-prince. You can also find these virtual temple groups 24 hours a day listed on my CAM page, mycampage.com/thedivineprince. So please do support Amenti Astrology. Do show your support for Goddess Mother of Orisha. Please do show your support for the Divine Voltaire, for Dr. Joy, for Clairvoyant Liz James, for Sir Cheo out of Hollywood, California, one of Hollywood's favorite male psychics, somewhere near 13,000 comments and ratings now. So do take the time to explore, visit, support, critique, as well as compliment the practitioners that you will find in these virtual temple groups. Your comment and rating is crucial to our moving forward as professional expert consultants, vetted with public documented reputation. So indeed, we need your comments, we need your support, we need your love, if you will. And I would greatly appreciate your continuing to support me, but also going to my site, going to my main King profile and choosing one of my practitioners, also showing them some support. I was practically up all night last night, and I could have really used some help. If some of you have called Goddess Mother of Orisha or Amenti or even Papa Clay and given me just a little bit of a break. But with me being up against this utilities issue, I had to take those calls, so all is indeed a blessing. Divine peace and love, joy, and prosperity to all of you who are present with me live in the chat. Top Model 2011, Basaida Dorel, Kala Hot, Goddess Mother of Orisha, all of our special guests, Akima, KT7. We welcome each and every one of you humbly, respectfully, for your divine being and presence here with the Divine Prince at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time for the Power Lunch here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to take just a brief intermission. I will be forward. All is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veil, I'll be forward momentarily. Give thanks.
Oh, dear.
Alafia and Ashe, in this divine moment in time space, we lose divine peace and love, unity and community. We bind right now that which would seek to divide, conquer, destroy, and enslave within us and around us. Vipers and vampires, haters and perpetrators, Rasta, imposters, faking Jamaicans, liars and pacifiers, rabid rabbis, pimping preachers, armchair revolutionaries, overnight psychic spiritualists, liars, backstabbers, false prophets, fear mongers, strong arm prophetizers, parasitic politicians, and all those who would seek to hinder, harm, destroy, and enslave progress, spiritual evolution, and forward movement. We bind all manner of dangers, seen and unseen, evil known and unknown. We loose divine light and consciousness, truth and power, wisdom and understanding into our earth plane dimension for immediate divine revelation and manifestation. We vibrate now with our ascended ancestors and Egungunes and Gede and all those who have gone on before us in transition and which would assist us now in all that is good and righteous here and now on this earth plane dimension. We forever reverberate and reiterate their names and enliven our lives with their divine presence, wisdom, understanding, and may we forever give their names praise and glory and not bring shame, dishonor, and disgrace. Shall we now manifest our highest good and vibration in this divine moment in time space and realize our ultimate destiny to change the world, to change so-called civilization, to change ourselves as we now know it, I, even me, as we enter now this hallowed and sacred ground, let us be mindful in our inner walk, works, and pronunciations, and that they would project upon and recreate and reshape the reality of all towards that which is pure, truth, righteous, and authentic. As we now enter the inner sanctums of Hoodoo Central in the presence of all who stand with us, ever stood with us, will stand with us in divine unity and community, radical, evolutionary, revolutionary unity and community. We pour libations of rebirth and regeneration and honor for those who laid the path in blood, sweat, and tears, our ancestors and those who've gone before. We light and illuminate our candle with constant and fervent prayer unto our spirit guides and protectors, a reminder of the presence of light even in darkness, a guiding lamp and amplification of our soul's journey through the darkness of this underworld. Cabio Sile, Cabio Sile. I don't know if you all can hear the thunder going on in the background. We chant at the sky during thunderstorms down here in the south. We burn and offer frankincense and myrrh to cleanse and purify our light bodies and our intentions, ever pure in our motivations, ever pure in our understanding, ever pure in our dealings with ourselves and one another, ever pure in our connection to spirit. So hear the sounding, chiming harmonies and vibrations of this divine, crystalline, universal reverberation, reordering, harmonically rebalancing us all, ever steady back into divine light and God consciousness, reminding us that all is indeed a blessing. You can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this lifetime. I will be forward momentarily all is indeed a blessing. Ashe. And Ashe. Indeed, we give thanks, honor, reverence. We are humbled and bow before you in divine namaste, each and every one of your divine being and presence here with us in this squared circle of gods and goddesses. We are honored by your divine being and presence. Those live with me in the chat, Ocean Diva, KT7, Akima, all of our special guests, Goddess Mother of Alicia, Chippos Naim, I hope I pronounced your name correctly, Kalahat, and those who have come and gone, and of course those who are with me on the phone line. I do see that two callers have their hands raised, so I am going to just cover a few of my sponsors, and then I'm going to immediately come to the phone line. So do be patient and bear with me, for all is indeed a blessing. I want to remind you to continue to show your support, again, for the various virtual temple groups and the practitioners which I have hand-selected to be a part of these virtual temple groups. And they can be found on the center of the first page of my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. You can also find them on my main King profile at www.keen.com/divine+prince. You can also find them on mycampage.com/thedivineprince. I would also like to invite you to continue to show your support for the Queen's Chamber of my website, where you will find featured Divine Von Terr, Dr. Joy and Unlimited Joy. See what Bonarisha can do with Santeria, Priestess of Love, Money, Life, and Situations. Indeed, they are three of my strongest godmothers, elders, mentors, if you will, along this spiritualist path. You will also find many of my up-and-coming as well as community-involved members in the Queen's Chamber, Goddess Mother of Orisha, Super Queen. She is a solution. You can find her featured in the Queen's Chamber. There you will also find Queen Goddess UK of Goddess Palace, Universal Opulence, Keeping Excellence, Sacred, guiding you back to you in a multitude of ways. There you will also find Master Astrologer Minty Anuket, at her temple radio, Amenti Astrology, and temple radio. She is an old soul that has come here to return the consciousness of spiritual beings throughout the universe, and you can find her Block Talk Radio Archive, radio player in the Queen's Chamber. You will also find the truth terrorist, Queen Ifama, serving nothing but the butt-naked truth, via her Blog Talk Radio archive player, as well as her handcrafted and original African jewelry products in the Queen's Chamber of my website. You will also find Priestess Gogo Nana Alana Omare, Authentic Bengoma Priestess, Mother of Many Nations, Transforming Lives, One Drumbeat at a Time, featured in the Queen's Chamber of my website. Revolutionary Healer, Sister Abena, Racism Non-Anonymous, teaching the concepts, principles, and practices, the Revolutionary 12-Step Racism Non-Anonymous Program, and the Recovery Room. And you can find her featured in the Queen's Chamber of my website. There you will find Kalahat's Angelic Soap, real, crafted, handcrafted, finest vegetable oil, high-quality ingredients. Faithful community member, and she specializes in high-quality cleansing, but also ritual cleansing soaps. So do take the time to show your support. And remember the HDP 15, House of the Divine Prince 15 code for a 15% reduction price. There you will also find Queen Felice Akushwa Experience Nubian Jewel, an African-inspired and Egyptian-inspired cultural bazaar in the Queen's Chamber of my website. In the King's Chamber, you will find featured Reverend Majadi Barusi, the Ruth Garden and Uja Temple Ministries, teaching the worship of the African goddess, an evangelistic effort at promoting respect, worship, reverence for the sacred African feminine goddess and her divine presence among people of African descent, hosted by Reverend Majadi Barusi and Susan Mitchell. Big Steve, Temple of the Enlightened Mind, spirituality with an emphasis on raising your level of consciousness. With Big Steve, you will find him featured virtually 24 hours a day in the King's Chamber of my website. And our new resource, new group connection, and ministry connection for me that I am now sharing with the group. And be mindful, this site is in completely in Creole French. Un for compliment, un for compliment. So if you are not familiar with Google Translate, this is your time. I am featured within this site. Un for compliment was designed as an initiative of our members in order to gather as much information about the Voodoo religion and culture and via written audio and image material. So this will be and is a powerful site, a resource site, also an extension, if you will, of our ministry and our community to the greater international Voodoo community. So please do visit Hunt for Compliment 24 hours a day via the King's Chamber of my website. I also placed a video of Congo Square, celebrating in Congo Square. I believe it was April 29th when the City Council finally adopted legally the name Congo Square and has given us back to the community Congo Square, a place where we have always worshipped and shown reverence for the African ancestry and spirit, as well as ritual, cultural community and expression. So indeed we give thanks, and you can, as always, meet me on Sundays at 2 p.m. 2 to 4 p.m. here in New Orleans, Louisiana, in Congo Square, where we drum, sing, chant, pray, heal, and connect with the spirit of Congo Square. Again, I am honored and appreciative of each and every one of your divine being and presence. I'm going to go to the phone line. Goddess, Mother Varisha, are you present?
Yes, I am. Power, peace, and positive energy, Prince.
Okay, I know everybody can hear you but me. Okay, say that again.
I said power, peace, and positive energy, Prince.
Peace and blessings. I'm truly grateful and honored always to still have you with me almost 40 years into this.
I know, isn't it crazy? We've been that long. It's a beautiful thing. Yeah, I want to just extend my, meditations and prayers, you know, for you guys there in New Orleans, that you're safe and that another Katrina incident doesn't happen, you know. And I'm sure it won't, you know, spirit, you know, willing. It will not happen. But what I really wanted to talk about was something that has been just grating my eyebrows for a minute, and I'm not sure how anyone else feels about it, but that's besides the point. It's about that, you know, mother who is injecting her daughter with Botox. When I first learned of the incident, and that's what it is, an incident, an unfortunate incident, it has been making me angry day by day. The more I thought about it, the madder I became. And it's just that, you know, the fact that child services aren't really doing much about it makes me sick. It's getting too much media attention. Everyone seems to think it's cute and it's funny. And the sad thing about it is that once a celebrity says it's okay, everyone else is going to jump on the bandwagon like a bunch of lemmings. Say if, for instance, Kim Kardashian says it's okay, then all hell is going to break loose. And we know this just because people are celebrity obsessed because they have nothing else better to do with themselves. And the fact that child services is not stepping in this and doing anything about it shows me the level of consciousness and reverence and love and respect they have for children. So children.
Let me interrupt you real quick. Now, for those who aren't familiar, this story was on it was on Nightline, ABC, last night, and again this morning on Good Morning America. And I believe it also aired yesterday morning on Good Morning America. And it got so much attention that they repeated the story. I also want to add, too, to what you said. She is being investigated by the Child Protective Services there in California. Of course, they're not going to reveal so much of what they may or may not be doing at this point. But I think it was pretty... I don't even want to say brazen, because I think she's in a state of denial. She's not having an out-of-body experience.
It was disgusting because she's on television.
So she's really drawn some heat to herself, some attention
to
herself.
And she loves it.
Now.
And she's loving it.
Yeah, which is why I'm not really sure that she's healthy mentally and emotionally completely.
It's like another form of... I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm so sorry for that. Go on. I'm sorry.
Because, again, it's clearly something going on with her. Even if she there is some sense of pleasure from it, it's not balanced. It's clearly not healthy. And she's drawing, which would have been obvious to most people, some extremely negative attention to herself. And she did say early on in this, that she was trying to protect the sources, the doctor for the who gave her the Botox, you know. And to me, again, that suggests that she does have some level of responsibility and awareness to what she's doing, but she's clearly not a well woman.
Well, what sparked it off was she had the video on YouTube, and I remember hearing about this, which is funny, maybe 2 weeks ago, and it's a show out here that broadcast. It's called 7 Live. And, you know, something is wrong with her spirit. It's not there. It's probably mental illness, which we all know it's a spiritual thing also, just that the pharmaceutical companies are not going to tell you that because they need to make their money. That poor little girl is going to need some serious healing. Apparently the mother needs some healing. But I just can't keep myself from being angry with this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just hoping she doesn't get a reality show out of it, because we know how the media spins things, but she does need some healing. And every bit of me just did not want, as a human being, just did not want to meditate for her healing. I wanted to die meditated for that little girl, and I guess now I need to check myself and just take it down a few notches, just get rid of my anger and frustration and meditate for this woman's, you know, spiritual healing, because she needs that. She probably needs to go to a Kudengero for Olympia. She needs something. Because clearly, like you said, something is not there, something is wrong. You know?
Yeah. And today I'm going to talk about what we have been discussing behind the scenes, the Ajay Iyami, which is the spirit force of woman, which an aspect of that force is divine justice, particularly as it relates to our communities, our world community, but also our spiritual community, our society, and how we sort of lost that balance. We're seeing a resurgence, if you will, in the worship and the honor of the goddess and great mother in all her forms, and woman truly stepping up to regain her position of power in the spiritual hierarchy, if you will, in the spiritual realm. So we're seeing a lot of things in our society that are off kilter, that are in need of some serious attention. And it's crucial that we as spiritually conscious beings, you know, we can only assume that those who are listening to me right now are drawn by spirit. Otherwise, you could be anywhere else. You know, you could be watching TV. You could be at any other site. So the whole purpose of this square circle, if you will, is spiritual. And we must keep that ultimately at focus for how we address and deal with these issues moving forward. I'm going to have to take a quick call. I'll be back momentarily, okay? Divine peace and blessings.
I'm not.
Alafia and Ashe. Indeed, we give thanks this post Mother's Day for the great mothers and all the mothers who have gone before us. We share this Friday, May 13th, Friday the 13th, if you will, 2011. A sun in Taurus, 10th house, a moon in Virgo in the second house, Mercury in Aries in the ninth house, Venus in Aries in the ninth house, Mars in Taurus in the ninth house, Jupiter in Aries in the ninth house, Saturn in Libra in the third house, Uranus in Aries in the ninth house, Neptune in Pisces in the eighth house, and Pluto in Capricorn in the sixth house. And that overabundance of ninth house energy, in one word, suggests investment. Investment. This is a time indeed for investing, for planting seed, if you will, a future crop, future growth, future prosperity. We are sharing a Taurus lunation this Friday the 13th, May 13th, 2011, with the moon now in its first quarter phase in Virgo, very orderly Virgo. Cabio Sile Shango, this thunder is cutting up. And Taurus, our sun is indeed in Taurus. And this is a time, as I stated, for investment, for action, expression, growth, breaking away. A time in the cycle to take initial action necessary to achieve your goals by expressing your needs, your wants, your desires, by calling on spirit to perform, to manifest, to demonstrate and deliver its power for you, through you, right here and now in this present time space. Indeed, I have been calling on the spirit, the ancestors, the community for great assistance at this time. It is indeed spring. We are in the process of moving to a much larger space to accommodate more people and greater ceremonies. And we are also trying to get some of our bills, the loose ends, if you will, of our bills caught up. We won't be able to transfer all of our utilities if all of those things are not caught up. And indeed, the most urgent need we have right now is with the utility bill. And it's not a whole lot, $170, but we would greatly appreciate anyone who can to step up and present us with that donation, that offering, or even that in exchange for a service. Let us know what you seek, and we will truly, truly provide. Otherwise, we could very well be without utilities come Monday morning. So we would greatly appreciate your attention. You can go to my website and, of course, contact me there. At this time, we would prefer Green Dot Money Pack, MoneyGram, Western Union. PayPal is great, but PayPal will take longer than Monday. So we would greatly appreciate your efforts in that. In the realm of spirit, when presented with challenges, particularly financial challenges, we tend to seek the power of our ancestors and deities that govern and control resource. And a great power, a great deity, for which the goddess Mother Varisha and myself are thoroughly bathing ourselves in right now at this time, is Ajahn Eyami. And it seems to be in the air. I had someone, I'm not even sure who, I get so many messages through Instant Messenger on Facebook, so don't do that. Send me an email, send me a request. To send me detailed, in-depth questions through Facebook can be tedious to keep up with. So I'm not even sure who the sister was, but she was asking about Eyami and what we knew and understood about Eyami. Ajahn is a woman society with a spiritual force that is thought to be inherent in African women. Ajahn society members are so powerful that they are feared and revered. Ashe Iyami is woman's spiritual life force, Ashe, which can be creative or destructive. The mothers, literally, Iya, La Ashe, the mothers, control fertility, life, prosperity, and death. They have the capacity to destroy individuals or entire communities, and that is why spiritually empowered humans are called Ashe. Ashe Iyami members are astrologically inclined human beings who enforce earth and cosmic law. And they keep society balanced by enhancing the human beings who follow law and by creating and following law, and also met punishment for the transgression. These women honored as our mothers, Iyahua, my mother, Iyah, me, and the elders of the night are recognized as the owners and controllers of everything on earth. Ashe's power comes from the fact that it is considered the origin of all earthly existence. Any arguments about who came first, about who birthed what, should be laid to rest right now. For indeed, we all come from, we all are birthed from, created from the Great Mother, and there is indeed no shame, no disgrace, no dishonor in the bosom of the Great Mother. The Galede is a mask used in the Galede cult, which is connected with Ashe Iyami, also known as the witches. Some say Galede birthed the word Gede, which we use for the ancestors in the Boudouin traditions in Haiti and New Orleans. Now, the Gede are typically treated slightly different than the Egun. Eguns are called, are placated, are fed, are shown reverence, and are asked questions and are sought for resolutions. The Gede in Haiti are never invited. They just show up. They typically just show up at a ceremony. They are the clowns, if you will, of the family. They like to mock so-called society. Everyone has somebody in their family who shows up at Thanksgiving dinner and gets drunk. That is the Gede. Who shows up at Christmas and tells all the family secrets. That's Gede. Who cannot show up to a family reunion without starting an argument. That is Gede in the Boudouin tradition. We trace this path back to the motherland. The Galede mask is used to signify the Iyami, Ashe, the great mothers, the witches, if you will. And the ceremony takes place only in the southwestern parts of Yoruba land on both sides of the border with the Republic of Benin, Egbado, Shabe, Awori, Ohori, Adasha, and Ketu kingdoms. The purpose of the Galede performance is to pay tribute to the special power of woman, both elders and ancestors, who are known affectionately as our mothers. Galede helps human beings through dance, mask, costume, and poetry. The Irere give you harmony and balance. The witches of Ketu are said to have founded the cult, whose purpose is to appease the spirits of witches and to utilize their power to protect community against malevolent forces. The ceremonies usually take place when an important woman from Ashe lineage comes to Ketu, or on the annual ritual and at funerals on the death of members. As in Efa, the mask consists of two parts, a mask and a superstructure. The superstructure may depict many secular motifs. Masks may be made to represent a great member of the society and or to teach the community. Membership into this society is open to both sexes. but women hold some of the most important titles and positions. The festival is often in celebration or honor of the Great Mother, the ancestor of all women and all witches, Iya Niya. When the dances are to be performed, the participants and older women gather in the market square and pray to the spirits. And I brought this up again to reinforce our community at Congo Square and the value and position that we give not only Congo Square but the participants who strive to keep the energy, the life, the spirit moving and flowing in Congo Square. And indeed, we have great mothers like Mama Jamila who come out and dance and twirl and play the shakara and speak Yoruba and give reverence to the spirit and the ancestors as we show great honor and great reverence. So as we move forward in this show, and I will be going back to the lines, I have someone 347 whose hand is raised, and of course Goddess Mother of Orisha is here with us, and she indeed in the spirit of Acha Iyami has more to say and to share. So I'm going to take just a quick break. In fact, I'm going to tell you, let's say 5 minutes, and I will be forward directly to the phone lines. All is indeed a blessing. Ashe. Alafia, and Ashe. Give thanks, for indeed all is truly a blessing. We now go to our phone line, area code 347. Who's calling and where are you calling from? Caller, are you on the line?
Hi, I'm sorry. Hi, my name is Kendra. Hi, Divine Prince. How are you?
All is indeed a blessing. I can just barely hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, but just barely. How can I help you today?
I'll try to come back.
Okay. Give thanks. Guys, Mother of Orisha, I'm going to try and come to you.
I'm present.
Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings. There was a lot of reverb on that call, just so you can know. A lot of reverb.
Yeah, well, I told her I could hardly hear her, and it was something really odd with that. And I know what the problem is. She was using Skype. And I hate to trash talk Skype, but Skype is just not reliable. I don't know very many people who can use Skype ever.
I don't use it. It's a pain in the butt.
Yeah, I'd much rather use my hard line, you know, or even my cell phone than the fool with Skype. I don't trust Skype either, so just have it.
Yeah, I just don't like it. And I wanted to continue on what I was saying into, you know, basically let this roll over and marinate in what you were saying. Our children are under attack, especially if you are conscious and spiritually connected to something, our children under attack. And I know this better than anyone because I have three children. And when I first, like, really fell into my consciousness, seriously, my sons were under attack all the time. And they were always in the guise of someone befriending me with flattery of how beautiful my children are, and just basically trying to tap into that ego side of the mom, how our children are the most beautiful children in the world. One woman in particular, I let her in my home. She dropped off some spirits that were torturing my sons. I had to do so many cleansings and rituals to get those spirits out of there because my son was on the verge of a nervous breakdown. Number two, my daughter, a friend of mine, I can't even call her a friend, we were in the same business together. Now, this is when I was a pro dom some years ago, and I decided to leave once I had my daughter. This friend wanted to be so high up in that business that she actually wanted to, that she actually wanted to have a physical relationship with my four-month-old daughter at the time. And this is real. This is real. She was joined a part of a secret society, and in that secret society, if you wanted to progress, one of the initiations were to defoul a child. In particular, it had to be a female child, if you were a female. This is how this went down. This is the reason why I know this, because I have been studying these societies for a long time, and this is not even on the bandwagon of the conspiracy theorists, which has a real bad connotation to it, because there's a lot of truth to that stuff. And her behavior was not indicative of who she was. You know, so just to say this, you guys, mothers especially, be consciously aware of everything that is surrounding your children. And I know that was a bit much, but I just had to share that just so you mothers and fathers can protect your children any way you can. Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled, because these spirits are rotten and they come in cloaked and you will never know. Never know, especially when you're conscious, your children will be under attack all the time. Always.
My apologies, Divine Peace and Blessings. I had just a momentary technical lapse with the switchboard, and I noticed that also happened yesterday, and I appreciate you all kind of cluing me in on it. But basically, what I was saying was that what the goddess Mother Orisha just talked about is relevant to something that Kyle Hott and I were discussing yesterday on Facebook about energy vampires and their presence. And they will often come in a guise that is sensitive to our ego-based sensibilities. And the Christian community, the Bible calls that seducing spirits. Seducing spirits. And they play to our weaknesses, but often can be masked in a passive, aggressive way. And I don't think that, as Callahan and I discussed, that passive aggressiveness is the problem. I'm a passive aggressive. It takes a lot to hear me raise my voice, to see me over the top, even when I'm angry. I'm typically at this kiln. I'm typically vibrating where I am right now. Those who communicate with me offline, off air, can tell you that. Goddess Mother Varisha, Kalahat, my mother. But keeping in line with passive aggressive, I always have a motive. I always have an objective. So I don't necessarily think the passive aggressive is the issue, but I think it's our sense of sensibility. Some of us need to be told we look cute. And many women are thrown by that. Men need to be told certain things that feed their ego, if you will. And those are those seducing spirits. Those are the spirits that fuel the infomercial. Infomercials hit you, and you should be greatly offended by infomercials. Infomercials hit you at your weakest window, your weakest avenue of opportunity. Food, greed, wealth, lust, you know, which is why we see so many ads with a half-naked woman in it. And now we're seeing the overt sexualization of children in the public market. And I think there's an element of that. And I'm sure Goddess Mother Risha, you would agree with that.
Yes, I do.
To the whole Botox thing. Are you there? Your line is open.
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah, I do agree with that. I'm offended at a lot of stuff that's on the info commercials. So I turn it off because I can't watch it because I just get so fired up. And I wind up sitting here talking to myself, and I wind up sending them scathing, you know, letters via email. So I have
And you know what? You just, that was a great segue. Let me respond to that. What do you do? There are all kinds of stuff that we see, that we deal with, whether it's in television, whether it's our neighbors. And when you deal with stuff like that, I think it's important to do something. That's one of the things that drew me to ATR, to Hoodoo and Voodoo, and Obeya specifically. Whereas other religions teach us that we are powerless, this path gave me a sense of power and affectation, if you will, over events, persons, places, things, circumstances. So I think it's crucial, yes, you get up, write those letters, send those emails, but I also think it's very important to bring that into your ritual work, into your prayer, into your meditation. Particularly when you're amplifying with crystals and stones and you're sending out projections, energies that create and recreate our reality, we often get over-focused on our stuff, you know, our health, our next bill, our next crisis. But there are so much greater things at work in our society that many of us seem to feel powerless to, oppressed by. And we indeed have to begin to take control again within the spirit realm. But for those of you who've been paying attention, you know that all things in this understanding begin have its ending and beginning within the spirit realm. So it's the first stop for me. For most things, mundane as well as more complex issues that we confront and face each and every day in normal waking society. So I think that's really important, what you just said.
Yeah, it has to be done. You know, I mean, and I remember the first time I ever, you know, sent a scathing email to a company, and I don't know if anyone remembers this. This was an infomercial back in the 90s, in the very late 90s, maybe the beginning of 2000, but I'm sure it was the late 90s because I was living in Los Angeles in Silver Lake. And there was this new form of feminine deodorant, and ladies, you know what I'm talking about? And they were to replace the Norforms from the 70s, and it was a film, and it was like in the form of one of those breath mint sheets, and it was supposed to get rid of vaginal odor. First of all, what made me so mad about it, that how dare, and it was a man who did the commercial, how dare this man, along with this woman grinning beside him, say that smells bad. Really, honestly. And it was just so offensive. And I was so mad. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. I just wrote a long, scathing letter. And at the end of it, at the end of the letter, I wasn't very nice. I was not very nice. And I kept sending them letters. I would call the 1-800-LINE, you know, for the free samples and yell at the people that worked on the 1-800-LINE number to get the free samples. I was just so angry. Even the douche commercials offend me. They offend me greatly. Soap and water do the trick. That's it. It's it. And anyway, those things are very bad, you know, for that female area. That's how a flower, babies come through. It's the most beautiful, you know, thing we have in our bodies. We give birth. Babies come through that. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And, you know, we're taught over and over again that it's not what, you know, it really is. Just lies. But that's the first time I ever wrote one of those letters. And I must say, I'm still proud about my saying it. I
yes,
really
indeed.
Am. You know. And I'm so sorry if I scared anybody. I'm sorry, but this is just what it is. You know, it's just true. It's just true.
Yep. And I think, again, it's crucial that we not only express and vent not only complex political, religious issues, we've also got to deal with just the mundane, everyday stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And many people are masking behind religion, spirituality, and don't really have the skill to navigate everyday life. That is why I invoke endurance when I do the affirmation and meditation. Too many of us do not have any endurance. Or when we feel confronted, if you will, we aren't clear on how to address it in the most appropriate and effective way. And I understand getting emotional, but how we do things is crucial. How we say things is crucial, particularly when we're operating in the realm of ritual and magic. What we say, our energy, what we feel, what we truly mean, all of that fuels the effectiveness of your work. And if you're not pure in that space, that's where you have repercussions. That's where you have fallout. That's where you have issues that may come back to haunt us at some later point in the work. So I try to always address that emotion first, and if at all possible, privately, before releasing that out into the atmosphere in an unprepared way. And you can apply that to any scenario, to any subject, to any topic. It favors you take that 10 seconds to breathe, to think about something, and then launch a calculated, planned, conscious response. This is how we address issues. I think also we spend a lot of time spinning our wheels and addressing issues that either do not matter in the interim or do not affect us directly. Thus, again, expending energy we could otherwise utilize to really make some profound changes moving forward. So, again, in the spirit of Iyami, we want to show honor and reverence to the mothers who have indeed held our community together. and continue to hold our communities and many of our households together in the face of all types of challenges. And some of our mothers handled it well, and some handled it not so well. And I think in the full spectrum, it's not relevant. What's relevant is our continued survival. And those who do it well and who do pass down the baton, if you will, the wand, the gifts, the veil, we must show honor and show reverence for the position of womanhood in our society, in our lives, and particularly in our spiritual path. Those of you who are operating in NTR, Yoruba, Santeria, Lakomi, Kemetic, Ancient Egyptian, Palo, whatever that path is, we have an obligation to honor those who've gone before and those who've laid down the ancestral path that we now all walk upon, that we now all carry on our shoulders, that carry us on their shoulders and move us forward right now in this present time space. I'm going to take just a brief intermission, and I will be forward. All is indeed a blessing. I am truly honored and grateful by each and every one of your divine beings and presence. Those with me on the phone lines at area code 347-215-8967. Remember to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will be more than happy to address you. Angel 444, Kalaha, Goddess, Mother Arisha, all of our special guests, Hakima, Info 1, KT7, Warm Summer Wind, I humbly bow to you in divine namaste, unity, and community for your divine being and presence. For indeed, you could be anywhere at this time. So I appreciate those who stop by for 5 minutes, for an hour, for the whole show. We're truly honored and appreciative of your presence in this square circle of gods and goddesses. I will be forward momentarily. All is indeed a blessing.
Don't be long, you'll be back with you.
www.kingandqueenemporium.com. also show your support and your reverence for Baba Luther and Bambula 2000, Baba Luther and Bambula 2000. Baba Luther also just got a shipment of djembe drums in from Ghana, handcrafted with Adinkra symbols. So please do give him a call and visit him at www.internationalartsfoundation.com. Again, that's www.internationalartsfoundation.com. Also, show your continued support for Zion Trinity. Zion Trinity are songwriters who sing in the genres of reggae, jazz, funk, African ritual music, and just about anything in between. Zion Trinity captivates the masses with powerful harmony and original music to feed the soul. Zion Trinity was established by the creator in 1997 as a prayer group and is known today as New Orleans' female vocal sensation. They have been opening act for Joseph Hill and Culture, The Wailers, Burning Spear, Lucky Dubé, Maze, featuring Frankie Beverly, Roots Underground, and Groundation. On the international stage, Zion Trinity has performed at the Harlem Jazz Club in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. And their soulful music has been pumped on radios from Ghana and Ethiopia to Salt Lake, San Francisco, Guam, France, and beyond. Their international, diverse, and dynamic world beat, reggae, jazz, funk, African ritual. Festivals, workshops, background vocals, jingles, commercials, studio sessions, conventions, conferences. Please do support and visit Zion Trinity at www.ZionTrinityBand.com. Again, that's www.ZionTrinityBand.com. And again, we are appreciative of those who support us. We support those who support us. Those who support us, we support them. And indeed, we are truly humbled and grateful. We appreciate each and every one of your divine being and presence. Warm summer wind, Susanna, Ramsey Divine, KT7, Hakima, Goddess Mother of Arisha, Kalahat, Angelic 444, and of course, those who are present now with me on the phone line at area code 347-215-8967. When you're ready to speak, press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will attend to your call momentarily. Area code 646, who's calling and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Kendra. I'm calling from work. How are you?
Peace and blessings, and how can I help you today?
Well, I was wondering, I had a question, but I'm not sure if you'd take that kind of question. I wanted to know maybe some advice. Trying to travel in the next few days, and I'm thinking about going either down south or to the southwest, and maybe just any advice you see for me as far as what would be a good place to go to have a kind of special spiritual experience.
Now, I'm partial, some would even say prejudice, towards the South, particularly now. Now, as a spiritualist, separate from my personal opinion, I would definitely say the South. Many are being called to the South, and particularly those of you who are, again, on an ATR path, an Afrocentric path, a Pan-African spiritual path, but also a holistic natural path, finding green space, finding quiet, finding a way to connect with nature and all the elements, water, is becoming more and more difficult, say the built-up tourist-based destinations, which we often associate California and Florida with. Now, mind you, California and Florida do have rural areas. They do have outback. But they don't have, I believe, the culture. And I sense, though you didn't say that specifically, that that's a part of your question. And I would definitely venture south. Now that's a large area
right.
to cover. So choose a destination. You might choose New Orleans. You might choose South Carolina, Gullah Island, Charleston. Indeed, there are places, and I don't know how much time you have to research and further plan, but there's indeed a wealth of destinations that can be a part of your journey. Again, being prejudiced, here in New Orleans, we have this Congo Square celebration that's going on right now, which is historic, legendary in many ways, and the African-American Museum, as well as the New Orleans Museum of Art, are featuring Pan-African, if you will, cultures, Fon, Yoruba, Ifa, from Ghana, from Senegal, from Cote d'Ivoire. They're all being featured here in the city at these museums now, so that adds an extra layer. There aren't very many places, in my opinion, that compare to New Orleans. And again, I know that sounds prejudiced, and I want to remind people that I just moved here in 2003. So I was sort of seduced, if you will, by the history and by the legacy of the city to stay. But there are many destinations. In Atlanta, if you may want that level of experience. So there are many ways to look at that. You might even go on Facebook and send me an email, and I can maybe give you a better idea, particularly if you have some understanding of where you want to go, what direction you want to move in. But if you want a particularly spiritual, pan-African experience, I would definitely come south, and I would make New Orleans a part of that experience. And I've taken great efforts to assist people from all over the world who've come to New Orleans and help them, you know, find places to go, places to eat, places to experience culture. A good friend of mine, Bobo Kofi, moved here from New York and lives out in the western part of the state. And I sort of introduced him to New Orleans, and now he's sort of drawn to the bug. But in a more general sense, for many, I would suggest considering the South. I think the South is still greatly underrated in our country when we consider gas prices, when we consider availability of jobs and work. New Orleans is still one of the cities that is moving ahead in employment. We have a lower unemployment rate than many cities, not only in the South, but in the country. People aren't examining that. Many of you are living in bigger areas, bigger cities, and maybe living in a $200,000 home or $100,000 home, and that money could buy you three properties here in the South. So consider that. Many of you are going green or going vegan or going vegetarian. You most definitely want to consider somewhere warm, pleasant, most of the year round, with access to water, with fertile ground where you can grow and produce food. So, again, I offer the caller, and I'm really close to the time, so please do follow my advice and send me a message, if you will, on Facebook at www.facebook.com/TheDivinePrince. You can also email me now at Facebook. I keep forgetting to say that. TheDivinePrince@Facebook.com. TheDivinePrince@Facebook.com will also get an email to me. And I do capitalize the T, the D, and the P on The Divine Prince, but you want to write it as one word. So I am www.facebook.com/TheDivinePrince, and you can email me at TheDivinePrince@Facebook.com. And I will be more than happy to assist you personally and directly with your itinerary and deciding on what you want to do where you want to go, whether it be here or any other point in the country, Goddess Mother Varisha could assure you, I've been traveling since I was 14 years old. I've lived in, and I don't mean visited, I've lived in almost every state in the Union, save Alaska and Hawaii, in the continental U.S. I've been everywhere. My family was a traveling family. We believed in the summer vacation, the road trip. And then as I got older, left home, ran away from home at 14, 15, met up with Goddess Mother Varisha in Hollywood, California, and I continued to travel. So I'm very knowledgeable about where to go, who to see, and what to do when you get there. So I'll be more than happy to assist you with that. Just send me, again, an email or contact via The Divine Prince at Facebook.com, and I would be glad to assist you with that. And as always, the show is never quite enough time. But I know if I changed this show to a three-hour show, half of y'all wouldn't show up. So I'm going to keep it the way it is, two-hour show, and invite you all to join me again tomorrow. No, not tomorrow, Monday at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time with Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions, and Hoodoo Central Broadcasting live and always in archive at your leisure and convenience via the web, the internet. But if you're listening by phone, you always have to call in live each day from 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time to 2 p.m. And for those who don't know, we have a after set each and every day immediately after the show for those who are on the phone lines and remain on the phone lines. Sometimes I actually do take questions and comments after the 2 o'clock. Other times I will play music until the very last person hangs up, and then I will give a peace and blessings in the chat, and then I close out the chat. So if the chat remains open past 2 o'clock, then you know that we are still on the phone lines, and you missed it because you didn't get your call in before 5 minutes or two. I think in about 2 minutes, they're going to block people from being able to call in anew. So, again, I invite you to join me here on Monday and each and every working weekday at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions, and Hoodoo Central live and always in archive here on Blog Talk Radio. Remember who you are, you powerful, loving, loved, created, creator, child of the Most High God and Goddess. You are divine love, divine math, divine numerology and astrology manifest here and now in this divine moment in time space. And you are made in the image and likeness of your creator, so you embody aspects of all those qualities. Your inner divine light is pure and bright in truth, and no mistake can undo God's divine handiwork of true perfection. So do not be afraid of your power, your might, your magnificence, God, Goddess. When you succeed, you inspire others to succeed. When you change and transform, you inspire others to so change and transform. So be powerful, be divine, be magnificent. This is indeed who you are. Mirror and reflect back into us the divine light and spark of your most true, perfected, pure, and authentic self. Free yourselves from the limited constraints of earth law and physicality, and just for a moment, remember with me your most perfect light body and consciousness. Remember, you do have creative allowance to create and recreate the light, the love, the environment you need, seek, and desire to move forward powerfully here and now in this divine moment in time space. I am, because my creators are all-powerful, open, and receptive to all that operates for my good here and now in this divine moment in time and space. I create and recreate my divine destiny, and I am because my creators are without beginning or ending. I am eternal, all-powerful. I am free to experience life in any way that I choose, and my consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place. Like the universe itself, I am limitless. I am a part of a vast, unified, cosmic, universal wholeness. I am free from all concerns about the past. I am free from all concerns about the future, and my life is in divine order as it unfolds according to a perfect and divine plan. I do not strive to attain the things that you desire. I do not strive to attain the things that I desire. I simply allow them to flow to me, through me, for me, and before me, humbly, respectfully, gracefully, as I release my illusionary grip on life. For indeed, it is just an illusion. I am calm in the knowing that all my needs are divinely taken care of. I am open to all of life's experiences. As the moments of my life come and go, I am at peace, divine peace, serenity, and tranquility. I do not judge. I welcome, I observe, I accept. And when problems arise, and they do arise, I do not resist them. I observe them with a calm, open mind and spirit, for I know that ultimately they will be resolved and answers provided in divine timing. And I have all the time in the world, for I am time, I am limitless, I am eternal, for my creators are time, limitless, and eternal. And the quiet spaces between my thoughts, my mind, my ego, they speak to me, minister to me, administer to me, and all things become clear. My life transforming in powerful, magical, and unexpected ways. Obstacles that once seemed insurmountable and impassable now seem smaller, clearer, and significant as I rise effortlessly above all challenges to a place of divine serenity, tranquility, and knowing. I pass forward, becoming clearer and clearer like quartz crystal clear. Every day and every way, my life becoming more and more harmonious as I trust in the natural flow of spirit. I resist nothing. I yearn for nothing. I gratefully receive all that comes my way. My consciousness is not bound by time, space, or place. What you think, feel, say, do, or believe. And like the universe, like divinity itself, like the divine creators, I am divinely created. I am limitless. I'm a part of a vast, unified, cosmic, universal wholeness. I am in divine balance. I am divine completion. Until Monday, high noon, U.S. Central Standard Time. Indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Now I know that the chosen are few. There's no mountain I can climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving consciously through. So someday I'll find somewhere I can be free to live with love. Protect us from our enemies, monsters, rise and fire.
Thank you.